Chilliwack Panthers taking on the Cross Point Christian Warrior Boys. Coming into this game, Chilliwack Boys are 6-6 overall, 2-1 in league game. They lost to Rogue Valley in the last game, 85-70. Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. Cross Point Christian Boys, 8-3 overall, 2-1 in league play. They had a 64-34 victory over Prospect Charter last game. The Panthers are ranked 21 in Cross Point Christian 8. Late standings for the boys. Rogue Valley Adventist Academy is in first place, 5-0. Cross Point Christian 2-1. Chilliwack 2-1. Prospect Charter 2-2. Northlake Paisley 1-3. Gilchrist 0-1. And Central Christian 0-4. So big game for both these teams, as they are both 2-1 and tied for second place. Should be a heck of a matchup as we get ready for the tip-off and the starting lineup. Take a 60-second. Well, we'll take a break here and get ready for tip-off. We'll give you the starting lineup when we come back. You're listening to Chilliwack Panther Basketball here on 103.3 FM Gold Country Radio.
Zook's Barbecue, located in downtown Chilliwack at 103 West Choctoot Street, offering pulled pork, briskets, half chicken, ribs, and more. Open every Friday from 11:30 a.m. until sold out. Catering available. Phone number 650-397-1BBQ. Online at zooksbbq.com. Crater Lake Realty, situated at the junction of Highway 62 and 97 in Chilliwack, representing both buyers and sellers for towns throughout Klamath County. For more information, the office number is 541-783-2759. Online at craterlakerealty.com. Crater Lake Realty, proud community sponsors of Chilliwack High School basketball. Klamath Community College offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Klamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items, open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chilliwack High School basketball.
Welcome back to Chilliwack High School for the starting lineup for the Panthers. Danny Black, number 2. Laylin Wilder, number 3. Dylan Black, number 13. Denver Bravo, number 14. And Marcus Hiscock, number 32. For the Cross Point Christian Warriors, number 0, Caden Moritz. Number 1, Cody Sparks. Number 2, Davis Hartwell. Number 23, Clayton Turnage. And number 44, Brock Throne. We are ready for tip-off here at Chilliwack High School. Should have an exciting one here, as the two teams seem to match up well. Both 2-1 in league play, second place tied, and we're ready for action. At the center spot for the Chilliwack is Denver Bravo will take the center tip. And for the Warriors, Caden Moritz. And the tip won by the Panthers. Black takes the ball cross court. Now passes it near court. Working it around the perimeter. Back over to Wilder. Now he passes it far court. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. And the Warriors with the rebound. A strong rebound by the big guy, Brock Throne. 6'5". Warriors take it far court. Now cross court pass near wing. Into the paint, kick back out into the corner. Baseline drive, short jumper off the rim. Rebound, Panthers. Long pass down court. And a short jumper, no good by the Panthers. And the Warriors bring it right back as they set up on the Panthers' side of the court. Far court pass into the paint. Ball deflected. Panthers come up with it. not on the right wing, is Wilder. He takes a short one-handed jumper, and he makes it. Panthers with the first 2 points of the game. Nice move by Wilder on that short one-handed jumper, baseline jumper. Warriors with it in the far court. They take it now at the top, pass it inside baseline. Foul called before the shot by the Panthers. And the Panthers will take it out of bounds underneath the basket, Panthers basket, inbound pass. Out to the top of the key, back over to the far court. Now in on the baseline, double team, short jumper. No good, but a foul on the play as Cole. As, let's see, Cody Sparks goes to the line. Foul was on Danny Black. And he shoots it in and out. Sparks, a 6 foot senior, settling for his second shot. And out the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, though. Sparks gets his right back. Kicks it back out. Far court, 3-pointer is good for Davis Hartwell. Nice stroke there by the young man. Panthers take it. Wilder with it at the top of the key. Passes it to Denver Bravo. Now over to Black. Black with a long three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. And the Warriors pick up the ball, and they call it travel. Not sure I saw that, but they called it. Far court, the Panthers will inbound it. Wilder will set up the play. Black with it. Back to Wilder near court. Bounce pass into the paint. Kick back out. Into the corner. Panthers with it. Think about a three, but not. Bow to Wilder. Now he'll dribble it to his right. Take it baseline. Crowded court, but he puts it up. No good. Rebound by Turnage. Warriors work it back up court. Sparks sets it up, passes it near court. Foul passed inside, stolen, but the long pass down court, out of bounds, and Warrior ball. Timeout called on the floor by the Panthers. We'll take a timeout. Be right back. 5:33 to go in the first quarter as the Chilliquin Panthers trail 3-2. You're listening to Gold Country Radio, the voice of Panther basketball.
Chilliquin Lawn Care, offering lot clearing, lawn care, and fuel reduction and fuel maintenance to prevent forest fires. For more information, phone number 541-892-1570. Email chilliquinlawncare@outlook.com. Kelly Dupuy, an Oregon State licensed real estate agent with Fisher Nicholson Realty, LLC, representing both Klamath and Lake Counties, located at 403 Main Street in Klamath Falls. For more information, she can be reached at 541-274-9982 or email kellydupuis@fnrhomes.com.
Warriors inbound the pass and work it across court as action resumes. The ball into the corner, long three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Panthers. As Hascock makes a strong rebound. Long pass down court. Wilder with a shot off the rim. No good. Warriors clean off the boards and work it back up court. Ball into the far corner. Into the paint. Now down low. Pass. Nice little deflection pass to Moritz. And he'll go to the line and try to make a three on the short jumper that he made. Heads up play there by the Warriors to tip it and make a quick pass. Morris will try to make it a 3-point play. It's off the rim, no good. Deflected out of bounds by the Warriors. Panther ball. Inbounding it will be Hescock. 5'10" senior. He passes it in to Dylan Black. Sophomore, 5'10". Black over to Bravo. Bravo drives baseline. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Warriors. It's Sparks works it across midcourt, passes it near court, and down low a foul called as Brock Brown is fouled, and they'll take it out of bounds. The Warriors under the Panthers basket. That foul was on Hescock. The inbound pass out to the perimeter, worked around to the far court. Now dribbled baseline, double teamed, and a up and down double dribbling. Anyway, it's going to be Panther basketball. Black works slowly across court, now into the near court to Wilder. He looks to bounce pass it, now passes it out, works it around the perimeter. Now the Panthers with it. Bounce pass into Wilder. In the paint, kicks it out. Jumper is good by Hescock. Five-four, tight matchup, tight game already. Warriors working around the perimeter, down into the paint, kicks back out. Long three is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Warriors down low, short jumper is good by Moritz. Panthers take it cross court. Setting up the play is Wilder. He drops it off to Black. Black drives into the paint, lays it up, misses. Rebound, Warriors. Sparks brings it across court. Passes it to the far wing. Now back, bounce pass down low, stolen by the Panthers as Black takes the ball. Now pass down to the right wing, Wilder with it. Between the legs, works it to his left, and he's fouled on the reach-in foul by Cody Sparks. Panthers will inbound at far court. Black inbounds it, gives it to Wilder at center court. He gives it back to Black. Yes, Dylan Black. There's two Blacks, Danny Black and Dylan. And the drive to the paint, laid up, foul. Strong move by Denver Bravo. He'll go to the line shooting two as he tries to get his team closer from a seven-point deficit right now here in the first quarter, 3 minutes to go. First shot is off the rim and no good. Bravo sets up for the second foul shot. And off the backboard and in. Warriors work it across. Cody Sparks sets it up. Pass to the baseline drive. No good. Rebound, Warriors. And up strong is Colin Klingen, 6'4" junior. Foul on the floor as he was shooting the short jumper underneath. He'll go to the line. First shot is no good. Klingen, second shot, in and out. Rebound Warriors. Panthers, sorry. Wilder brings it down the left wing. Now strong move into the paint. Lays it off the backboard. Misses everything. Warriors rebound. And work it across center court. Sparks with it. Pass into the far corner. Back out to Sparks. Into the far corner. Now down low on the baseline. Three people surround. Rock thrown. The ball deflected out of bounds. So 6'5" junior is attracting a lot of attention out there. Inbound pass, Warriors kick it out. The ball deflected and out of bounds. He's a big kid, number 44 for the Warriors. Sparks sets it up, now passes it in. Thrown back out to Sparks, and he hits it. Long three. 10-5 lead for the Warriors. Wilder with it near court on the Warriors side. Now cross-court pass. Kick back out into the corner. Three. And good by Sorry, I didn't get it. Dylan Black made that. Warriors with the far court and the Panther side jumper off the backboard and good by Colin Plygin. And the Panthers with it, court down low, and the far shot no good by in the corner by Panthers. Ball worked back out by the Warriors, now down low, thrown underneath with a strong move for two. 14-8 as Panthers worked down into the paint. Kick it back out to Wild. He works it to his right, now dishes it off to Black. Black goes baseline, double team, kicks it back out. Long three is off the rim by Bravo. Warriors rebound. Hardwell takes it up the left wing, kicks it far court. Now into the paint, back out. Long three is good by Davis Hardwell. That's two threes for Hardwell. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Into the paint, short jumper, no good by Bravo. Warriors rebound. They take it left wing up the court. Now bounce pass in to Kleinjin. He gives up the ball. Panthers come right back. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. And fought for. Panthers retain it. 12 seconds to go. Into the paint, driving part in, laid up and in by Denver Bravo with a strong move for two. Whistle on the floor. Not sure what they called. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. 17-10 lead by the Warriors. Try to work it up quickly and get a quick shot off here before the end of the quarter. Work it across center court. Long three is no good by Hardwell. And the first quarter ends with a 17-10 lead for the Warriors. We'll take a break and be back for second quarter action here at Chiloquin High School Basketball on Gold Country Radio, 103.3 FM.
The Clamoya Casino offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites. Located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Clamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at clamoyacasino.com. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop is a nonprofit, all-volunteer artist cooperative. Founded for the love of art and artists. It represents over 100 artists from the Klamath Basin. Located in the Chiloquin Community Center and sponsored by Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Student interns and student art shows from Chiloquin High School classes are part of the gallery's outreach to youth. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
Warriors will inbound the pass and Sparks takes it at the top of the point. Passes down low into the corner. Ball deflected out of bounds as Trayton Johnson tried to find Brock Throne in the baseline. Warriors will inbound it under the Panthers basket. Sparks inbounds it. Finds Morris. Morris with a jumper. Knocked out of bounds. Rejected. They'll inbound it again underneath. Pass to Throne, deflected back to Sparks, and he throws it up. Air ball. Ball fought for and tied up between Bravo and Sparks. It'll be Panther basketball. Panthers will inbound it under their own basket. Bravo takes it up court, over midcourt. Hands it off to Wilder, takes it into the pink paint. Short jumper is good. They should work that play more often as Wilder's got a nice-looking short jumper there. He's got a good lift, too. Warriors down low with it now, thrown with it, deflected. Panthers come up with the steal. Wilder up the right wing quickly. Takes a shift, moves baseline, and fouled on the jumper. He'll go to the foul line. I think this kid Wilder can take over the game if he wants to. Just keep feeding him. He's got some quick feet. Took two players to stop him on that one. Still, he went to the foul line. Puts up the first foul shot. Good. Wilder, sophomore, 5'10". He'll take a second foul shot here. And off the rim, no good. Rebound thrown. Warriors will take it back up court. Sparks leads the way. Takes it over to the right side. Passes down low to thrown out to the corner. And up rim, rebound loose. Knocked and comes up with a thrown with the rebound. Puts it back in. Wilder with it near court. Down into the paint. Bravo with it. Passes it back out. Now taking it for the short jumper in the paint. Off the backboard and in by Marquez Hescott. Wilder defending Sparks. Ball almost deflected and a foul called on the Panthers as Denver Bravo will be called for the reach-in foul. Tight contest. You can see it's going to be a fight to the end. Warriors inbound at near court. Pass all the way on their side of the court as Moritz takes it. And the ball deflected out of bounds. Romaine Warrior basketball. Far court with it. Near the center court, the Warriors will inbound it. Bravo is substituted for by Danny Black, who comes in for the Panthers. Ball taken back court by Moritz, who works it across center court. Bounce pass to the far wing, down low to thrown off the backboard and in. As the big guy being worked inside and getting the work done. 21-15 lead for the Warriors. Long jumper off the backboard, no more. Good Warriors rebound. They'll work it back up court. Sparks with it. Down low again to thrown. He's got it. Lays up the three, the short jumper missed, in and out. And the Panthers right back with it. Dylan Black with the jumper is good. Three-pointer. Nice-looking shot by Dylan Black. Sparks with the ball down into the corner, thrown with it on the baseline, tied up, and they call a jump ball. Brock Throne is a strong boy. I'll call him a strong young man. Panthers got their hand filled with that guy down low. Warriors will inbound it on the possession. Ball long pass out, deflected by the Panthers. Wilder works it quickly up court, and he lays it off the board and in. Nice hustle and fast feet by Wilder. He'll make it to the foul line, try to make it a three-point play and tie this ball game up at 21 apiece. Lines up the foul shot, and it's good. Excellent play by Wilder. Now he's at the top of the center, challenges Spark, just misses the steal. Warriors work it down low, baseline. And it's up off the rim, no good on the short jumper. Rebound loose. And a foul on the floor on the Warriors, Clayton Turnage. So the Panthers with an opportunity to take the first lead of the game for them with 5:17 to go in the half. Dylan Black works it up court. Working it around the perimeter, top of the key, Wilder. He passes it to Dylan Black. Black to Wilder. Now he works at baseline, double team. Passes it out. Now into the paint goes Hancock, but he's called for a travel as his foot slipped on the court. Unfortunate. Warriors will take it up court. Their guard Sparks will take it. down into the far corner. Now the baseline bounce pass to throw, knocked out of bounds. Actually, they call a foul, pushing foul on Edward Jones of the Panthers, who All right. So the Warriors take it back out. Pass to the far court. Now up to Danny Black. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong page here. All right. The Warriors with it at the top of the key. Now bounce pass. Long three is good by Trayton Johnston. Puts the Warriors back up by three, 24-21. Wilder with it in the top of the key, passes it into the corner. Now they're working around. Back out to Wilder with the corner three, off the back rim, no good. Rebound loose. Wilder comes up with it. Ball found him, and now he's holding on to it. He gives off to Black. Black back to Wilder. Now over to Dylan Black with the long three, no good. Warriors rebound. Sparks with the rebound. He'll take it back up court. Down in the long pass into the corner. Deflected off Davis Hartwell's foot. And the Panthers will get the ball right back with 3:50 to go in the half. Taking it across court for the Panthers is Dylan Black. He gives it to Wilder, and the bounce pass is stolen by Throne in the paint, and the Warriors come up with it. Taking it down, of course, is Davis Hartwell. Far court pass down into the baseline, and a short jumper off the backboard, and good for Clayton Turnage. 26-21 lead, 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go as Wilder sets up the play. Now he passes it to Black. And the ball stolen by Throne from Jones. And the Warriors work it quickly up court. Down low to Throne. He passes it back out to Hartwell with a jumper. No good. Throne with the rebound. Misses the back rim. And another rebound by the Warriors. And a foul as Clayton Turnage will go to the line for two. The Warriors definitely have some height advantage on the Panthers, and that's showing up on the rebounds. And he makes the first. Turnage lines up the second foul shot, and he makes it. 7-point lead for the Warriors. Panthers bring it up court. Dylan Black with it. Now to Marcus Ian-Tescott. Wilder gets the pass. Rushes into the paint. Lays up the ball and in. Nice short running jumper. And the ball deflected out of bounds on a nice hustle play by Marcus Hancock. Warriors would take it out near court right at the center line. Caden Moritz will take the pass the inbound pass to Davis Hartwell. Now into the paint, back out into the corner. Long jumper by Spark, and he makes it. No hesitation by Cody Spark. Making it a 8-point lead. Panthers with it across court. Wilder setting up the play near court. Takes the baseline drive. Lays up the one-handed jumper. No good. Ball deflected out of bounds. Panther ball. Important possession here for the Panthers, as they don't want this to get too far out of hand before the half. Timeout on the court. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Chiloquin Basketball on 103.3 FM Gold Country Radio.
Klamath Community College offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu.
All right, we're ready for action here at Chiloquin High School as the Warriors lead by 8. 31-21 with 2:07 to go in the half. Panthers were inbounded underneath the Warriors' basket. Long outlet pass to Wilder. He passes it over to the perimeter to Black. Now a long jump across court. No good. Rebound loose. Goes off a Warrior. Almost deflected out of bounds, but the Warriors come up. Sparks sets up the play cross court. Pass down low. Thought about a jumper, but not. Back to Sparks. Now the corner jumper. No good by Johnston, but the rebound put up and in on the by Calden Moritz. Panthers with a baseline shot misses everything, and the Warriors come up with it. So a quick turnaround here as the Warriors work it down court. Double teamed in the corner, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It will remain Warriors basketball. Largest lead of the game so far for the Warriors, 10 points, 33-23, with 1:21 to go in the first half. Ball will be inbound cross court on the Panthers side. Timeout called. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back for final action of the half, 1:21 to go, as Chiloquin trails 31-23. You're listening to Chiloquin High School Basketball on Gold Country Radio.
Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Clamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items. Open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chiloquin High School Basketball.
Resuming action, the Warriors will inbound it across court on the Panther side. Long pass out to Johnston. Sparks with it. Now into throwing on the top of the foul line. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. No good by the Warriors. But Warriors come up with the ball. Johnston into throw, and he's double teamed. Kicks it out to the right side. Baseline jumper is no good, but a foul. As Caden Moritz with a strong baseline move, and he'll go to the line for two. They got some good players on this Warrior team. They're very composed, nice-looking shooters, like this kid at the line, Caden Moritz, with the first foul shot, no good. Panthers substitute coming into the game is number 45, Josh Morris, with 1:05 to go in the half. Moritz with the second foul shot. And he makes it. Makes it an 11-point game as the Panthers take it across court. Black with it, working it around to the paint. Now passing far court to Wilder with a baseline jumper. No good, but he'll go to the line. So Wilder will take his first foul shot with 53 seconds to go in the half. And he makes it. Wilder sets up for the second shot. And misses it. Rebound loose, knocked out of bounds, Warrior ball. So with that one foul shot, it's a 10-point lead for the Warriors. 53 seconds on the clock. Sparks brings it up court. Has it near court to Moritz. Moritz with the pass into thrown in the paint. Kicks it back out to Sparks around to the corner. Jumper is good by Johnston. Nice baseline jumper increasingly by to 12 points as the Panthers set up on the Warriors side. Dylan Black with it, and he tries the jumper. The ball's rejected, and the Warriors quickly back with it, and the short jumper is good in the paint on the fast break by Caden Moritz. Panthers with it. Wilder takes it into the paint. Short jumper off the back of the rim, no good. And Warriors rebound. 3 seconds left, two, and a foul on the floor as Trayton Johnson with a strong move to the hoop fouled by the Panthers, and he'll go to the line with 1 second on the clock. And he makes the first. Stretching the lead to 15 points, 39-24. And his second shot is good. And Wilder with a long shot. Oh, almost made it. But off the backboard and off the rim to end the first half. As the Panthers come out strong, but the Warriors took over the second quarter and now have a 16-point lead at half. We'll have a halftime summary for you, but first we'll take a break and be back shortly. You're listening to Panther Basketball on Gold Country Radio, 103.3 FM.
This broadcast of the Chiloquin High School basketball game is supported in part by Chiloquin Lawn Care, offering lot clearing, lawn care, and fuel reduction and fuel maintenance to prevent forest fires. For more information, phone number 541-892-1570. Email chiloquinlawncare@outlook.com. Wright's Hardware, located on First Avenue in downtown Chiloquin, offers a range of hardware supplies, automotive and home and garden, sporting goods, as well as hunting and fishing licenses sold on site. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Phone number 541-783-2239. Wright's Hardware. The Clamoya Casino, offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites. Located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Clamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at clamoyacasino.com. Crater Lake Realty, situated at the junction of Highway 62 and 97 in Chiloquin, representing both buyers and sellers for towns throughout Klamath County. For more information, the office number is 541-783-2759. Online at craterlakerealty.com. Crater Lake Realty, proud community sponsors of Chiloquin High School basketball. Klamath Community.
Classic country for the Klamath Basin. This is Gold Country Radio. KKFOLP. Klamath Falls.
Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop is a nonprofit, all-volunteer artist cooperative, founded for the love of art and artists. It represents over 100 artists from the Klamath Basin. Located in the Chiloquin Community Center and sponsored by Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Student interns and student art shows from Chiloquin High School classes are part of the gallery's outreach to youth. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
Oh,
The Train Mountain Railroad Museum in Chiloquin, with displays of full-size railroad equipment, including the Weyerhaeuser train set and locomotive through caboose. All trains were locally run in Klamath County with the world's largest 1/8 scale model railroad. Winter hours until May 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Summer open 7 days, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This year, the 9th triennial event is being held June 20th through June 29th with over 300 1/8 scale trains from around the world. Train Mountain Railroad Museum, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
All aboard!
Klamath Community College offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu.
Welcome back to Chiloquin High School basketball as we get ready for the second half action. The scoring in the first half for the Panthers, Leland Wilder led all scorers for the team with 10 points. Dylan Black had 6. Denver Bravo had 3. And Marcus Hescock had 4. For the Warriors, Caden Moritz had 10. Cody Sparks had 6. Davis Hartwell had 6. Chase Neck had 6. I'm sorry, Trayton Johnston had 6. Clayton Turnage had 4. Poland Kleinjan had 2. And Brock Throne, 6. So heading into the second half, it's a 40-24 lead for the Warriors. So the Panthers have some work cut out for them as they head into the second half. Both teams are 2-1, so there'll be a key victory for either one who comes out of this. We'll be back for all the action for second half as we get ready for it in a couple of minutes. We'll be right back on Gold Country Radio 103.3 FM. And streaming on goldcountryradio.org.
Wright's Hardware, located on First Avenue in downtown Chiloquin, offers a range of hardware supplies, automotive and home and garden, sporting goods, as well as hunting and fishing licenses sold on site. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Phone number 541-783-2239. Wright's Hardware. Kelly Dupuis, an Oregon State licensed real estate agent with Fisher Nicholson Realty, LLC, representing both Klamath and Lake Counties, located at 403 Main Street in Klamath Falls. For more information, she can be reached at 541-274-9982 or email kellydupuis@fnrhomes.com.
action as we start the second half here at Chiloquin High School. The last season in this gymnasium, this historic gymnasium where many games have been played over the decades, as the team moves into a new facility starting next season, the school year, a new gym being built. Panthers will start with the ball in the second half as they'll inbound it near court in the center court with Leyland Wilder handling the inbound pass, and action's underway. Black takes it. Now it's far court. Wilder with it at the top, setting up the play, calling out the play. Dylan Black with it. Passes it around to the perimeter. Now a strong drive to the hoop and laid up and in by Denver Bravo. Nice way to start off. Obviously, the coach said we got to start doing some more strong moves into the hoop, and that's the way it started. Brock thrown with it underneath, lays it up and in. Panthers take it across center court, and Dylan Black with it. Now into the far corner, Wilder kicks it back out, back into the paint. Strong move off the backboard, no good by Marquez Hescock. He'll go to the line and take two. Third quarter action. Hescock lines up the first. And he makes it. Hescock bounces the ball, sets for the second shot, and makes it. Foul shots count in the second half here as the Panthers need every point they can take to get back into this one. Down by 14. Warriors with a thrown underneath with a nice dish pass and fouled. He'll go to the line. Good look pass by Davis Hartwell with the strong move on the baseline and dishing it off to Throne, who has been sitting in the paint and dominating for this game. His first shot is good. I have a feeling the Warriors are going to be utilizing the big guy all second half down low. At 6'5", he can do what he wants. He makes a second. So far, no solution for thrown by the Panthers. Panthers take it across court. Black with it. Now Wilder near court. Looking for pass it to Bravo. Bravo turns around, takes it into the paint. Strong move off the backboard, no good. Rebound Warriors. Sparks take it across court. Now down into the corner they have it. Baseline drive as Moritz just takes it along the baseline, but they call him with a travel. He was close to stepping out of bounds too. Trying to do a little too much on the baseline there. Panthers will inbound it. Danny Black with it near court. Now cross court to Dylan Black. Wilder takes it at the top of the key. Setting up the play. Now dishes it off to Dylan Black. And Wilder back with the ball. Bounce pass into the paint. Somebody trying to get an open shot here for the Panthers as they try to get something in the nice jumper here for Danny Black. Hits it. Nice shot. Nice patience on the offense. Warriors take it back down court. Long three by Sparks. No good. Rebound. No good again. And back up and in. Two rebounds by Caden Warren. Sticking with the ball underneath. Panthers set up on the other side of the Warriors side of the court. While they're now into the paint, kick back out. And working it patiently around the perimeter. As Dylan Black with it. He lines up the three off the backboard and good. So I don't know if he called the backboard, but he got it. Warriors win it. Down low to Throne. He lays it up off the backboard. No good. But he'll head to the line like he's been doing for most of this game. Throne has 10 points, but he's been dominating on the boards. First shot is no good. Substitution for the Panthers as Danny Black comes out. Throw him with a second foul shot. And he makes it. Panthers up court with it. Denver Bravos. And now Dylan Black takes it, and a timeout called by Coach Jane, and we'll take a timeout. You're listening to Chiloquin High School Basketball on Gold Country Radio.
Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Clamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items, open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chiloquin High School Basketball. The Clamoya Casino offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites. Located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Clamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at clamoyacasino.com.
Ready to resume action as the Panthers try to fight back from a 14-point deficit, 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Panthers will take it out of bounds on the Warriors' side of the court. Wilder will inbound the pass. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, Dylan Black will inbound it. Tosses it back court, and he gets the ball back. He'll set up the play. Edward Jones with it, looking for somebody to pass it to. Denver Bravo with it at the top of the key. Works it right. Kicks it back out to Wilder. He thought about the three. Takes it into the paint. Short jumper. No good. Warriors rebound. Three blue shirts around that rebound. The aqua blue of the Warriors. They work it into the perimeter. Down low to Bravo. I mean, the Throne. He lays it up and in. Panthers take it across court. Bravo takes it to his left, works it into the paint, short jumper, no good, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. Bit of a bailout foul there. It looked like good defense, but Bravo will get, he'll take it and head to the line for two. Makes the first. Sets up for the second. And it's off the rim. Rebound Warriors. Sparks takes it up court. Slows down the play. Now into the corner. Near corner. Back out to Sparks at the top. Back into the corner. Then the three is no good. Rebound Panthers. Bravo with the rebound. Quickly out to Wilder. Down the right wing. He lays it up and in. And he's fouled. No. Oh, they call a foul on Wilder. And it looked like a strong move on the baseline. Should have been a potential three-point play. I don't know about that one. Warriors take it across court down the right wing into Throne. He's triple-teamed. And they'll call a foul on the Panthers. So the Warriors would take it out of bounds underneath. The fans getting restless with the last two calls. Inbound pass, far court. Thrown into the corner. Long three, in and out. Fought for, ball loose. Warriors come back up with it. Off the rim, in and out. Again, the ball loose. On the floor, Panthers get it. Wilder now one-on-one with Thrown defending.
And this time he gets the call.
He'll go to the line for two. Wilder waiting for the ball. Set up for the first foul shot. And makes it. Still a lot of fight in the Panthers, not giving up, despite being down by 14 with 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Wilder puts up the second shot, no good, ball, but the rebound by the Panthers. Now Bravo with a jumper at the foul line, no good, gets his own rebound, and he lays that up and in. Excellent play, great hustle. Warriors at full, at the center court, ball deflected. And remains Warrior ball. Substitution as Clayton Turnage comes in for the Warriors. Panthers picking up the defense and being more aggressive on the offense, not sitting back. Down by 12. Warriors working around the perimeter, down into the far corner, baseline drive. Defended nicely, but put in by Caden Morris with a strong move. Panthers right back with it. Wilder takes it baseline, triple teamed, tries to put it up, thrown with the rebound on deflection, trying to do too much there as three players around him. Thrown thinks about the three, down low, and an easy layup for Morris as he's left alone underneath. So pushed by the Panthers to get back into it, but a couple of strong plays by the Warriors on defense and offense, and they've pushed it back up to a 16-point lead. The answer to Thrown underneath, well, the Panthers don't have one right now. It's the big guy at 6'5", junior, dominating the paint underneath, getting the rebounds. And I got to say also, Caden Moritz with some nice moves on the baseline, showing some good composure. Panthers got their handful as they try to inch back into this one, down by 16. Waiting for the action to resume. As the Panthers will inbound it on their end of the court. Marques Hescock inbounds it to Dylan Black, who works it to the far court into the Warriors' end. Now he takes it baseline and quick boop, lays it up and in. Hesitation move and then nice layup by Black on that one. Warriors now take it. Moritz with it. Down low to Thrown. He's triple teamed. And they call a foul on Dylan Black. And Thrown goes to the line. I don't know. It looked like good defense. They had him all surrounded. And Thrown got the call, though. First shot is good. Eight points so far for Thrown in the third quarter. Second one, he misses everything. They get the kids behind the backboard there in a little bleacher. Panthers right back with it. Off the backboard, rebound loose. And Bravo now with it. And they call foul on the floor. Bravo will go. No. Substitution for the Warriors. Panthers would take it out of bounds, far court. Bravo takes his Taking the inbound. Dylan Black with it. And a long three misses everything. And out of bounds, Warrior ball. Referees conversing. And they call a foul on the Warriors. So they call a foul on Clayton Turnage, and it looks like Marquez Hescock will go to the line shooting two. Hescock lines up the first, and he makes it. Hescock takes the ball, gets ready for the second foul shot. And off the back of the rim, ball goes loose, but deflected off the foot of Hescock. And it will be Warrior basketball. Timeout on the floor. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Chiloquin Basketball on Gold Country Radio, 103.3 FM.
Klamath Community College offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu.
Ready for action on the court is the Chiloquin High School basketball down by 14. Not so bad. Not like it can't be made up. 1:34 to go in the third quarter with the Warriors inbounding under their own basket. They take it up court. It would be Moritz with it. He passes it. Back and forth they go to Moritz. Now he works it down the left side. Brings it up to the top of the key. Dishes it off to Hartwell. Hartwell to throw it in the paint. Down low. Wide open for the layup. Trayton Johnston. And Panthers right back with it. The shot off the rim. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. As they did a fast break there. Panthers will inbound it under the Warriors basket. Corner pass now to Wilder at the top of the key. Works it around the perimeter. Long jumper. In and out. Ball loose. And it'll be Warrior basketball. 57 seconds to go in the quarter. Moritz taking the ball out of bounds. Inbounds it to Trayton Johnston. Now they break the full court press, work it across center court. Moritz with it near court, works it to his right. Now off the throne at the top of the foul line, working it back out around the perimeter. Patient with the ball as the Warriors now try to find throne inside. And he's fouled. But before the shot, before the basket, he'll have a two-foul shot. Seems like every time they go into Thornton on the inside pass, he triple-teamed every time, but he's breaking the triple-team and getting the fouls. Off the back of the rim, no good. Throne lines up for a second foul shot. And no good. Panthers rebound. Bravo with it. Works it across court, far court. Now into the paint. Gives it to Wilder, who takes a foul-lying shot. Misses everything. Ball loose. And Warriors come up with it. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warriors work it across court. Now going baseline. Up off the rim. No good. Ball loose. Warriors come up with it. Moritz takes it on the baseline, brings it back. Now 3 seconds, the long jumper is no good. And that will end the third quarter with the Panthers trailing by 16 points, 56 to 40. They have their work cut out with them heading into the final quarter. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back for final quarter action of this Chillicothe High School basketball game on Gold Country Radio. Ready to start the second quarter. 8 minutes to go and a 16-point lead for the Warriors. Moritz inbounds it from onto the Panther side of the court. He takes it back in the near court, works it into the corner, now drives baseline, tries the reverse layup, but is fouled. Forcing the issue is Moritz on that one, taking it baseline, goes for the reverse, fouled on the play, and he'll head to the line for two. He lines up the first foul shot. And it's off the back of the rim. Morris with 16 points so far in the game. Puts up the second shot, no good. Rebound loose. Panthers almost come up with it, but Morris steals it back. Now he passes it to Hardwell. A long three is good by Trayton Johnston. And that makes it a 19-point lead for the Warriors. Wilder with it. And Bravo thinks about the shot, gives it off, and a in-and-out shot by Black. Rebound, put back up and in by Dylan Black. Setting up the play is Davis Hartwell. Passes it over far court in a loose ball thrown out of bounds as they try to find thrown. Trayton Johnston with the errant pass over the big 6'5" thrown. So the Panthers will take the ball on the turnover. Work it across court. Bravo with it. And he takes it to his left, works it back to his right, takes it into the paint. Strong move to the hoop, and he creates a foul. He'll head to the foul line with a nice, strong drive to the basket. Bravo at the foul line, and he will line up the first foul shot, and it's off the rim, no good. He'll line up the second. And it swings around and out. Unfortunate. Warriors take it back. Taking it up court is Hartwell. Near court to Sparks. Sparks tightly covered by the Bravo defense. Now a short jumper at the paint. No good. Rebound loose. Warriors grab it. Baseline jumper up. No good again. And this time a foul on thrown on the rebound. Looks at the referee like, yeah, what did I do? So the Panthers would get the ball underneath. Bravo takes it from Wilder, works it across court. Setting, taking it right, trying a strong move again, and he lays it up and in. Two strong plays by Bravo. Warriors now with it. Thrown, give and go, baseline, layup no good. Ball loose, spot for Warriors. Thrown gets it outside. Down low and up and in by Clayton Turnage. And now Wilder takes it, paint into the paint, lays it up and in. Warriors bring it cross court, Sparks with it, drives right, holds it, now passes it out into the paint, back out to Sparks. He takes it baseline, throws it into the paint, ball gets loose as he forced the pass. Panthers with it, almost a thrown away. Oh, and a hard ball to the ground, floor by Marcus Peskov. And it's Warrior basketball. That went off Hescock's chest. Warriors would take it out of bounds under their own basket. And the Warriors will inbound it. Sparks with it. Trying to work it across court to throw, and they do. Now the ball deflected. Panthers come up with the turnover. Nice hustle defense. Up the right wing is Black. He works it into the baseline and puts it up and in. And the foul. So Dylan Black would try to make a three-point play on this with an excellent, strong move to the basket. And it's off the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Moritz. Sparks will take it up cross court. And across court to Johnston. Now cross court, three-point shot is no good. Panthers, nice rebound. Wilder quickly up the left wing, takes it off to his left dribble. Short jumper, no good, misses the basket. And a foul on the floor called on White, so the Panthers with the foul. Marques Hescar. .443 to go. 13-point lead for the Warriors. Warriors will take it out of bounds under their basket. Sparks will inbound it. He gets it back. Full court press by the Panthers. And almost a foul is thrown, got the ball. Bounce pass into the corner. Long jumper is in for Moritz. That's a second three for this quarter for Moritz. Bravo takes it to his left side. He's tightly covered, but he works a turnaround jumper off the backboard and good. Nice move by Denver. Bravo. Warriors quickly back with it and laid up and in by Moritz. He's fouled, but nothing was called. Hit the floor hard, but made the basket. We'll take a timeout on the floor as there's a timeout by the Panthers. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Panther Basketball, 103.3 FM, Gold Country Radio. Panthers inbounded under their court, slowly work it up with Bravo taking control of the ball. Bravo holds it. Now it's passed out, deflected. He gets it back, takes it into the paint, takes a short jumper off the rim. No good, thrown with the rebound. Warriors working up the left wing. Hardwell with it, passes it into the corner to Moritz. Now down low to thrown. He's double teamed. He tries to pass it into a Moritz, but it's deflected off of Morris' foot. And Panther basketball. Bravo quickly up court in the right wing. passes to the far court. Now taking it to top of the key, turned over to Wilder near court. Takes it to his left, tightly covered by Sparks. Cross court pass, and he throws it over the head of Dylan Black. So the Warriors will inbound it. They've got a 16-point lead with 3:19 to go in the game. And they're patiently working the ball around as Sparks got it near court. Down low to throw, turnaround jumper is no good. Strong rebound by the Panthers. Bravo with it. Lays it up, no good. And a foul on, I think, Throne. They could have called an over-the-back foul on Wilder, but the call goes to the Panthers, and Bravo goes to the line with 3:01 to go in the game. First foul shot is no good. Substitution for the Warriors as Sparks comes out after an excellent game at the point guard. Very good control, playmaker, both him and Moritz. Bravo with the second shot is no good. Rebound, Warriors ball loose, though, and Moritz comes up with it. Taking it across court is Hartwell. He'll set up the play. Near court with it. Moritz around the perimeter they go. Far court now with it. Johnston back to Hartwell. Being very patient with the offense as they work the ball around the perimeter. Moritz with it near court. Bounce pass into the paint. Back out to Moritz. Tries to go baseline. Good defense by the Panthers. And Escock. Now far court. And a shot clock violation with good defense by the Panthers. As the Warriors working the clock, but not getting a good shot with 2:16 to go in the game. And a 16 point lead. Panthers working across court and Black with it. Now to the left to Wilder. Long three. No good. Rebound Moritz as he cleans up the board on that one, and they'll work it slowly down court. Hartwell near court to Johnson. Back across court to Moritz. Now down low. It is Turnage. And the ball tied up in the corner, but Moritz comes out with it. He kicks it back out. Long three, no good. Panthers rebound. Black with it down low and an easy layup. As Marquez Hescock wide open underneath for the two-point layup. And that cuts the lead to 14 points with 1:31 to go. 14-point lead for the Warriors as they come out to take control of the game in the second half, really, with a strong play underneath with Throne. Moritz with excellent baseline drives and short jumpers. Caden Moritz, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 points in the game. And the big guy thrown, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 13, 14 points, as those two players have led the offense for the Warriors. Panthers playing hard, but a height disadvantage on a team that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their players over 6 feet tall. And the Panthers have one player, Josh Boris, but he didn't even play. All their players are 5'10" around. So a height disadvantage. Panthers with the ball and a foul on the court. Definitely a height disadvantage in this game. Denver Bravo, the tallest player for the Panthers at 6 feet in the starting lineup. But you have foul shot now for Bravo. Yeah, Brock Throne, 6'5". Colin Klingin, 6'4". Clayton Turnage, 6'4". Davis Hartwell, 6'2". Cody Sparks, 6'. And Caden Moritz, 6'3". So Bravo makes the first. And the second one is good. 66-54, 12-point lead, 1:17 to go. Thrown with the ball down low, puts it up, no good. Rebound loop, and Thrown gets another rebound and puts it back in. Bravo rushes down court with it. Pay lays it up and in. 58 seconds, clock winding down, 68-56 lead. Full court press by the Panthers. Pass down to Thrown. Thrown now over to Turnage. Turnage back to Johnston, and a timeout on the floor with 41 seconds to go. So Coach Tim Moore taking a timeout to slow the game down and set up a play for these final seconds of the game. 12-point lead for the Warriors, who will go to 3-1 if this score remains. And the Panthers will fall to 1-3. This is our first broadcast of the season. Glad to bring it to you on Gold Country Radio, 103.3 FM, goldcountryradio.org, streaming worldwide. And our next broadcast will be January 21st, when Central Christian comes to play. We'll have a 5:30 matchup with the girls, and then 7 o'clock for the boys. All the Panther basketball action this season on Gold Country Radio. All right, the Warriors will inbound at far court. Moritz with it. 39 seconds on the clock. Warriors were working around patiently. They don't need to take a shot if they don't want to. As the shot clock winds down to 7 seconds, now they'll take a shot off the backboard. No good. Thrown with the rebound. And he puts up the ball, and he gets stuck. It'll be Panther basketball with 23.3 seconds on the clock. Panthers bring it up court. Dylan Black with it, now into the corner. Driving to the basket, Thrown with the rejection on Hescock, slapping it out of bounds. As the Panthers will inbound it underneath the basket. Bounce pass is stolen by Sparks. Wilder on him, tries to foul him. They don't call it. Sparks gets it back, works it across court. 7 seconds to go. Moritz now will hold the ball and just dribble it out as now kicks it off to Sparks. 1 second. And that does it for today's matchup. 68-56, the final score, as the Warriors winning it. We'll put together the numbers and have a scoring summary for you. Be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Gold Country Radio 103.3 FM, Klamath Falls. Welcome back. As I give you our scoring summary, I missed a couple of points here and there, but bear with me. You know, busy night. Going to the Panthers, the top, the score starting with Danny Black had 2. Leyland Wilder had 14. Dylan Black had 15. Denver Bravo had 16 to lead all scorers. And Marques Hescock had 7. That didn't total up to 56 points. I was off by 2 points, but 56 total for the Panthers. Caden Moritz had 18 for the Warriors to lead all scorers. He had a great game. Cody Sparks, 6. Davis Hartwell, 6. Trayton Johnston, 14. Clayton Turnage, 6. And the big guy, Brock Throne, 15. So their final, 68. The final score of the game, 68-56. Once again, our next broadcast of the Panthers will be January 21st, 5:30 p.m. for the girls, 7 p.m. for the boys as they take on Central Christian. Happy to bring all the action this season for you on Gold Country Radio 103.3 FM and streamed all around the world on goldcountryradio.org. I'm Ken Smith. Thank you for joining me today on Chiloquin High School Basketball. We'll see you again January 21st when they take on Central Christian. Thanks to Mike Wood for all his work at the studio. Have a great weekend and happy Martin Luther King Day.
Chiloquin High School Basketball is brought to you by Kelly Dupuy Realtor, Klamath Community College, Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, Klamoya Casino, Two Rivers Art Gallery, Wright's Hardware, Train Mountain Railroad Museum, Chiloquin Lawn Care, Zook's Barbecue, and Crater Lake Realty. Join us next time for another broadcast of Chiloquin High School Basketball. View the broadcast schedule on the Gold Country Radio Facebook page. For a full list of games, visit osaa.org. Chiloquin High School Basketball. Let's go, Panthers!
Gold Country Radio. KKFLLP. Klamath Falls. Your classic country connection.